This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Number three, the third way, and I've summarized all those actions into one point, into 7 points, and this third one is actions that are done with ikhlas. If I can achieve even a simple deed, but I can do it with ikhlas, then subhanallah, glory be to the one, as Abdullah ibn Umar said, he said, glory be to the man who has taken a step in this dunya for the face of Allah. He said, Tuba, another statement he says, Tuba for that man who Allah has accepted even one of his prostrations. Because if Allah accepts something from you, just even one thing, Allah is so great that He will enter you into Jannah. Is there no one amongst us who can afford to do one deed, at least for the face of Allah? I mean, subhanAllah, a prostitute entered Jannah because of water she gave to a dog to drink. And a man entered Jannah because of a trunk of a leaf that he moved. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah says in his fatawa, the reason why Allah entered these two into Jannah, how many of the prostitutes of this world Allah will never forgive, but Allah forgave that prostitute who gave water to drink to the dog. You know why? Because she did it with ikhlas. So if you cannot do great deeds, at least do a simple deed, but with pure sincerity in the eyes of Allah Azza wa Jal. Pure sincerity, ikhwati, do you know what that means? It means that you should never ever think that any deed you do is acceptable. يقول سفيان الثوري رحمه الله, he said, كل شيء عملته أمام الناس فلا أحسبها شيئا. Every single deed I've done in front of mankind, I don't consider it to be anything. That's why my brothers and sisters who work with me in Mercy Mission, look at all this deed around you, don't you dare ever think Allah will reward you for this. Because I know you've done it, and you know I have done it. So how can you guarantee you have pure ikhlas, and how can I guarantee I have pure ikhlas? We can't. And that's why Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah says in Fatawa, he says, obligatory on every Muslim to have a wird, which is one special deed every night between him and Allah Azza wa Jal alone. One special deed that is secret. One special deed, whatever it is, feeding somebody, reading some Quran, praying something. This is extremely important, brothers and sisters in Islam. Extremely important. Ikhlas, ya ikhwani, ikhlas. It was reported from Ash-Shanqiti, rahimahullah, Muhammad al-Amin Ash-Shanqiti, that at the age of 14 years old, he wrote 10,000 verses of poetry about the genealogy of Arabs. When he was 40 years old, he tore it up and he burnt it without even leaving a copy of it. So the other scholars in Medina said, Ya Sheikh Amin, what have you done? Ya Sheikh Muhammad, what have you done? Why have you torn up that verses of poetry? He said, when I was 14 years old, I never knew what ikhlas was. So I wrote 10,000 verses of poetry about the genealogy of Arabs, and I did it perhaps because I was vying with others, competing with others. So I don't want to die and have anything left in this dunya. My brothers and sisters, do you know what the athar of ikhlas is? The athar of ikhlas is zamzam water. Do you know the sign of ikhlas? The sign of ikhlas is a muwatta. Muwatta of Imam Malik, rahimahullah, when he wrote the muwatta, 80 other scholars wrote muwatta. 80 other scholars wrote their muwatta. So his student came to Imam and said, Ya Sheikh, Ya Imam, other 80 other scholars have written the muwatta. What did he say? He said, Ma kana lillahi sayabqa, wa ma kana li ghayri lillahi yazul. That which is for Allah will remain. That which is not for the face of Allah will be wiped out. How many muwattas do you know of today, brothers and sisters? One. Even though all the others, they were writing, they were scholars, and the other 80 muwattas were full of hadith and ayat. Still, Allah will destroy it. So brothers and sisters, see all this khair? This will all be destroyed one day if there is no ikhlas. But if there is ikhlas, this will grow.